one issue, and that is whether we should include these health maintenance organizations like Edgar Kaiser's Scrimmunity thing. The vice president just cannot see it. We tried 15 ways from Friday to explain it to him and help him understand it. He finally says, well, I don't think they'll work, but if the president thinks it's a good idea, I'll support him 100%. Well, everybody else's judgment very strongly is that we go with it. And he's the one holdout that we have in the whole office.
I tell my doubts about it, but I think that it's... now, let me ask you, you give me your turn. You know I'm not too keen on any sand metal or whatever. So.
This, let me tell you how I am. I want to hear about this. This is a private enterprise one.
Well, that's beautiful.
And the reason he can do it, I had Edgar Kaiser come in and talk to me about this, and I went into it in some depth. All of the incentives are toward less medical care, because the less care they give them, the more money they make. The incentives are on the right way. LEAA and the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, there's been a very interesting development. John Mitchell called me a while ago and said, you know, I was for Ambrose for LEAA administrator. He said, we have had long talks with Ambrose, and we're not sure that he's loyal to the president. He said, we have very serious doubts, and both Dick Kleindienst and I recommend very strongly that he not be considered for either position.
How the hell did you know this before?
He's a heck out of me.
And how, why wouldn't he be
they could not get him to commit to stay for any particular length of time. They had the feeling that he was just trying to find a stepping stone to get out into a better position. And so Mitchell said, I won't have it. And he said, I would not recommend that Connolly take it. Now I said, what are you going to do about LEA? And he said, I'm going to move Jerry Leonard over there. He said, I want to get him out of civil rights. He can't get in any trouble in LEA. And he said, I will put a fellow named Dave Norman in as acting director of the Civil Rights Division. He's a Republican. He's more conservative than Jerry Leonard. So I said, well, that sounds good, but I'll run by the president. Right now, we don't have any nominee yet. So that's still an open question. Yes, I have, and you know, I thought it was a good idea, and then I had lunch with a bunch of businessmen that Pete had in Shumway and the head of Westinghouse, a bunch of guys. And he is great with those guys. He knows how to handle those guys like nobody else. Well, you look at here, that's the point. We don't have anybody else around here who can really
keep this out.
I'm sort of infatuated this afternoon because I just sat there and marveled at the way he played these guys.
Get somebody else.
The
Rogers would be like Rogers is coming, frankly. I think they have a man who's loyal.
I think he is.
Perfect. He knows that's important.
Well, and that's it. I don't mean to say that this need be conclusive. It may be that Peter Wetterell or somebody else.
Whatever, you do this. I don't know what Rogers would play. We get Peter over there and still have him here to do the double. That job shouldn't take all this time.
Well, or he could have him over there. We could use him over there and have some of these businessmen's groups have the exposure, you know, in that way. It could have rid my mind. We have an astronaut at the State Department in Collins. Well, he would like to become the head of the Smithsonian's museum on the airspace. You have no objection to that, I think. Okay.
I called him. Did we appoint him?
No, but we could announce it, and actually the Smithsonian would appreciate it if we made a White House announcement, because they'd like to upgrade this museum for the public eye, so we can handle that. Wally Bennett's judge, remember I told you one time, Senator Bennett, Camp Wheeling, the Bar Association will blast us, and Dick Langdine says that in view of the fact that he's turned down so many other senators, he would have to resign if we appointed this guy. So, we just have to do it, and that's underway, but I wonder if there's
anybody else.
What would you think about Jim Schlesinger as Undersecretary of the Interior? Morton wants it. Morton wants it, and everybody's high on it.
Excellent, he deserves it. The only problem is, as you know, he's the most subtle.
I've told Morton that.
He's always had to tell him. He is as hard as the other call.
Well,
that's
in the works. And Flanagan says, now here's what he says. He says, the ambassador to Australia is John Rawlings, man.
I know.
The ambassador to New Zealand is the wrong member. And he's Frank Shakespeare's friend. And Peter says, as between the two, the better swap is New Zealand because of all the trouble we have with Rawlings.
Frank Shakespeare?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, that's it. He's bad news. And so...
Shakespeare knows.
Not yet, but Peter's working on that. And so probably Monday we'll have Fred Russell come in to say goodbye to you, and you can make the offer to him, and we'll work out pretty well. Yeah. Yeah, you betcha. He's rich, and he's a bachelor, and why not? Okay, the other thing is that we have not yet been able to crack the Democrats on revenue sharing. They are milling around like a bunch of confused cattle. They don't know what to do, but we think we can get Hubert Humphrey. And if we can once get Hubert Humphrey to co-sponsor revenue sharing, then we're going to be able to start to crack this thing. It becomes very, very important. Now, I've talked to Hubert Humphrey, and he said he would support us, but I think it will take your intervention on it. He has a bill on revenue sharing. It's not very different than ours. It's some different. It's not as good as ours. And I think if you asked him, that he would go. Okay.
I think it's hard for the president. I've only got one domestic question.
Yeah, I overheard it. Suburban housing and all
that. Oh, that was some crap. But if you want the revenue sharing, quite a lot of us, so I think that there are not necessarily services in our own. Respect the establishment.
Yeah, I agree.
There's people out there in the country. They're
in the balance. Yeah, a good line.
We're responsive,
yeah.
They're in the dollars. They're on the front lines. I think that's not a bad competition.
Now, on this...
This guy is sort of this way. He's basically liberal as hell.
Yeah.
But let's just run him in his corner.
Well, we'll put him on the road. You know, he can go around.
Okay.
He can go around and talk to the same people Lindsay talks to.
John Hartford is a strength. We've got governors, senators, I mean, governors, mayors, and county officials.
Yeah,
but sure. I'm 75% of the people.
Yeah.
I've got that. Don't worry about it. Set these people square.
Well, they're squealing. They don't know what to do.
Jesus, President Friars. I didn't say you got to run around.
I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to
run and I'll go ahead and be with somebody else, and I'd like to play on my notes. But he says, I want to see you take care of maybe Henry or Rose or somebody. It's fun. And I'll be over for about 20 minutes. All right, sir. I was going to ask you about her, but it's what the hell are you doing? You know, I'm planning the White House salute for dinner. We've got to do something for the poor farmers. You know, they're told us some farm prices.
Well, we've got an action program that Bob Dole has worked out, that we're going to work with him on. It's a whole series of little things, but such things as having the heads of the farm organizations in and talking to them about what their desires and suggestions are and that kind of stuff.
This is extravagant. The White House is salute American agriculture. It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
If we had it later,
yeah.
And make it a real damn fine dinner, you know, and praise agriculture and what it does, and farmers to help them follow. You know, we're the best set driver, he's probably making a pothole money.
Well, we'll find out where he is.
Why should he take over the drive once we get?
We'll find out where he is and see if we can get him. But we feel that, but also the National Committee is very much going to get into this.
Yeah,
and the Dole, of course, is very interested in it. So we're going to be able to use his talents. And
what are we going to use down to, John, is those farm states, American farmers, and farmers, and people, but a lot of people related to the farmers. And let's face it, they've always been our friends. We could use the whole monopolism.
Well, we could.
Problem is. flag at the bottom of the turn, giving it.
That's true.
The, there's a negative value just in having the press conference. So that you have not the other thing occurring to you. Last thing is that I'd like to get an alcohol. lasts 12 each. Crosby, if you want some answers, you'll see if I can get him. Well, the glasses are pretty big together. There must be something nice that is very personal that he can have on his desk.
You got some other stuff that we haven't used.
Give me a list, will you? We thought about this and then talk about your plan later. Okay, we were just talking before we went over whether this sort of pretty much is a waste of stuff, that it is the best use of time that we're going to get these guys in the press conference like this, I mean in the office. I know it isn't, but what I find is they don't, of course, in terms of preparation, requires not quite as much, but all as much preparation as what I'm usually talking about, just a little bit of a different style. Bob's feeling is these are kind of a waste. Why do we let Dan work and sit here in the office? Okay, we'll come in and sit. See?
Yeah, but I think he's going to do. I think it's good to do some. I think it's good to do the program. I think that he can do anything that could be done on television. Try not to do it. That's what we always say. But I think it's something like this is a good thing to do.
Well, they all were. I think one of the stars.
Oh, sure. Yes. Talked to all of them. They were all just delighted. It was great. Great response.
Great.
It was good. Asked a lot of questions that we had. And
followed up.
Follow up.
Right. And that's a part of the end. Looks for 500. Follow up on any questions. So it's totally diluted to, you know, any of that type of stuff.
Oh, would you take it so please?
But that is why I think the this occasion, but the truck room thing where you could go out into the press room and do the film,
let's see,
occasion two, would expand
rather than doing on that occasion a full conference, which requires an enormous amount of preparation. I was a very long man. I had two questions. I had three, one on force integration and revenue center. Thank God. Bob went in before he did it. I don't want to give it a crack. They didn't ask about the economy.
Oh, the insurance. Well,
we got
12 black congress. And the 12 black congress.
Yeah, well, that was bad.
No, it was
bad. But not just 80% of it was loss. And it comes back to the plan. Sorry. I started to work pretty hard on that. Is that tomorrow? Is it what they're over? Oh, yeah. That's the last oil now. Or is this just talking points?
No, he's got the talking points. Just the reminder of what he wants for the open end. And then and he's got his expert speaking programs.
And then I'm going to look at that set up by 4 pages. I'll look at it on tomorrow. Let's punch a hole in that. So I got to go over this next 15 minutes. I'll take the rest of the night. Okay.
Well, I think the TV will give it pretty thorough coverage tonight. I think we should assess how that
wants to see what that gets. Part of what we got to do on these is look at them. You know, the ripples, what comes out of them.
But of course, once the general pattern starts, by pattern, I mean, I'm doing the same thing for the variety of things, and one-on-ones, and TV news conferences occasionally in here and so forth. I think it will begin to
certainly, you've got to make it difficult for the TV to get on.
Gerald would go right over to the studio and do a story and do it just on live TV, on live. They don't shoot the film. They'll just go, they'll cut him into the show. And he'll do a recap of the major points you made and a little mood setting. I think we'll probably get stretched here, but at least no less than 5 minutes on each network. You know, the recap perhaps more.
They do that with all their notes.
Yes, sir. Well, they get the transcript and
so forth, but they won't have the transcript that fast.
No, they've got it. Sure.
We run right all they do it as they go. Good.
And you don't notice it. Oh, beautiful. Did he bother you standing here? Would you rather he be standing here? That mic's perfect. It can pick up a whisper.
Well, you'll certainly get a new story on the papers. They are rare to have to us, but it'll be there with something. Thank you.